like a copy of God's Word, the Bible, on offer free of charge to you once again here in Newcastle today. If you'd like one, please feel free to come and ask for one. It's the message of God's salvation. How a person can come to a saving, the right knowledge of God through His Son, Jesus Christ. There's something worse than perishing in the cold, and it's perishing in your sin. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish in their sin, but have eternal life. It's the message of the Gospel. It's the old story of Jesus, and His love never goes away, never changes, because the Word of God is like Jesus Christ Himself, the same yesterday and today and forever. The unchanging Word of God and the unchanging message of the Gospel about God's Son Jesus Christ, about a person, not so much about religion, but the person of God's Son Jesus Christ. Here's the Word of God for you today. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. The fullness of time had come. That's like the New Testament, you know. All down through the generations, the Old Testament of the Bible speaks about God's, you know, preparing for the coming of His Son into the world. Those, of course, back then, who trusted in God's promise of the coming Savior, would be saved, would be made right, justified before God. And of course, now 2,000 years on, after the event, Jesus coming, that is, in the fullness of time, that those who look back trusting to the provided Savior. In the Old Testament times, the prophet Moses, he said that without the shedding of blood, there would be no forgiveness of sin. But God Himself has provided the necessary blood sacrifice, His own Son, Jesus Christ, termed in the New Testament as the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world and would take yours away today. Before your sin takes you away somewhere, believe me, you do not want to go. So friends, the Gospel, the good news, the fullness of time, at just the right time, when God saw us in our impotence, powerless to redeem ourselves, to help ourselves, to lift one single finger against our sins, God sent His Son into the world, that through Him that you might be saved, that you might not perish in your sin, but that you might have eternal life, quality of life, here and now in this world. Not just life forever and ever, everlasting, that's included, yes, but not just quality of life here and now in this world. Life, that is, without the sin factor, without the destructive factor. Think about it. Every and any affliction, every and any trouble that you've had in your life, if you were to trace it back to its origins, I guarantee you, it would take you back to some act of disobedience to what God has prescribed for you in His Word, the Bible. Disobedience, that is, to the Word of God, the command of God. every one of us commandment breakers. 10 commandments in the Bible. Read for yourself. Exodus chapter 20. Yes, sir.
Do you have any free
leaflets? I do, sir. Yeah, what would you like? Gospel of Mark?
Yeah.
Got one of them. Good place to start, I always say.
Yeah.
There you go, sir.
Which version have you got?
This is called the English ESV, English Standard Version.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, have a nice day. Yeah, yeah, you know, it's good. You know, those 10 commandments, they're a summary, you know, of God's law. That which God has prescribed. You see, God is not only your creator. Here's the thing, friends. You know, you were not hatched in some primordial sludge. You know, you're not a piece of chemical fizz. You were made by God and made in the image of God. And because God is your maker, He's also your lawgiver. He has the sovereign rule over you and the right to demand of you and command how you should conduct yourself in His world. But because you haven't done that, because you haven't obeyed, because you've disobeyed the commandments of God, that's what sin is. Transgression of the law. Of the law of God, that is, not the law of the state. You might be a lawbreaker as far as the state's concerned. That's bad. That's bad. That's really bad. But friends, to be a lawbreaker before God, to be a covenant breaker, a law breaker, a transgressor of the law of God, well, that's what sin is. Coming short, you see. All have come short of the glory of God. Sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's why, in our impotence and our powerlessness to save ourselves, to redeem ourselves from this law breaking, God, in the fullness of time, at just the right time, just when it was appropriate and right in the timing of God, when we were without strength, without power, Christ died for the ungodly, sent by His Father into the world. God so loved the world that He gave His Son up to the death of the cross, that through Him that you might be redeemed from your lawless living, commandment breaking, that you might be bought back from sin, redeemed, that is, by the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, shed on that cross. At just the fullness of time, you see, Christ died for the ungodly. That's what the gospel is. That's the very essence, the heart of the gospel. Christ, a person, Jesus, not a religion. Again, I tell you, as I told you oftentimes before, that there's not a halfpenny of salvation, not one ounce of salvation in any one of your world religions. Outside of the gospel of Jesus Christ, there is no salvation, not an ounce. God sent His Son into the world, what, so that you could ignore Him? God sent His Son into the world at the fullness of time, at just the right time, but so that you could just choose some other religious phenomenon, nonsense dreamed up by man, some Middle Eastern guys, you know, in a cave, you know, some thousand years ago, or some cult, you know. Just because you be religious, you can be oh so devoted to your religion. But I tell you, friends, outside of the gospel, there's no salvation. God sent forth His Son, the fullness of time, at just the right time. God sent His Son into the world that through Him that you might be redeemed from your sin, that you might not perish in your sin, in your lawless living. Christ, a person, Jesus, not a religion. And what did He do? He died on a cross. Some 2,000 years ago, on the Roman cross, yeah, there were a whole lot of other men who died on Roman crosses 2,000 years ago. Probably thousands of them. But only one who is the Son of God, only one who was sent by God, only one who was appointed of God, Only one who predicted, who declared that he had the power, he had the authority to lay down his life and take it again. And that's exactly what he did. He laid down his life on a cross. It wasn't taken. He laid it down for you. He gave it up for you. He died on that cross so that you could be forgiven, so that you could be right with God. And so when you die, you go to heaven. The fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to do that for you and I, which you and I cannot do. Born of a woman, born of the Virgin Mary, virgin birth, miraculous supernatural birth. Think about it. God contracted to the span, the immense and the mighty God, creator of the universe, contracted to the space of a woman's womb, born of a sinful woman. You trust in the Virgin Mary? She was a sinner. Bible declares that she rejoiced in God her Savior. There's no power in her. She was just the vessel. She was just the means by which God stepped down into this world. Ain't no good praying to Mary. Ain't no good talking to her. She's dead and gone to heaven. She's with her Savior. She rejoiced in God our Savior. Why would anybody rejoice in God our Savior? Because we'd be sinners, that's why. She realized that she was a vile sinner. She realized that she was a deceitful-hearted sinner. She realized she was a wicked sinner. She bore the Son of God into the world, but she still knew that she was a sinner, condemned and unclean, without faith in Jesus Christ. And so are you too. So are you too. Oh, I tell you, friends, religion abounds, you know. If people turn to anything and anyone, Buddha, Confucius, Mary, you know, Muhammad, they'll turn to anybody and anything, you know, save that which God has provided and God has appointed, his own Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Sent, the fullness of time, born of a woman, born under the law, and kept the law perfectly. Why Jesus? Jesus is the Savior. Why he's able to save? Because he came and he lived that life that you cannot live. Why can't you? Because of your corrupt nature, that's why. Men say in their hearts, the Bible says, there is no God. Why? Why do they say that? Because their hearts are corrupt. Corrupt, that's why you say that. That's why you embrace that notion. That's why you come out with the claptrap, I don't believe there is a God. Because you've got a corrupt heart and nature. You were born, you were conceived in sin. And from that sinful nature that you have comes sinful thoughts, sinful words and sinful actions. Out of the heart comes forth evil thoughts that turn into evil actions. So here's the thing, friends, you know, from that nature of yours, unless that nature's changed, unless you're born again, Jesus says, you can't see the kingdom of God. Never mind, enter into it. You got to be born again. But here's the thing, you know. Jesus Christ came, born under the law. He lived under the law of God, and he kept the law of God perfectly. Never once a sinful thought. Never once a sinful word. Never once a sinful action. Never once even a sinful inclination in the entirety of his being. A pure, holy, spotless, blameless life. The best man that ever walked the face of this earth. And what did we do with him? Nailed him to a cross. Crucified him. And here's the thing, friends. Every time you hear the gospel, every time you hear the good news about Jesus Christ, and every time the gospel, even every time the Son of God is offered to you in the gospel, and you reject him, you crucify the Son of God afresh, all over again. You become guilty again and again. Your hearts become harder and you're further and further, more and more distant from God. Born under the law. And he paid the penalty of the law. Here's the thing, friends, God would have you to know today. There's a penalty attached to your sin. You're living a day and generation when you don't even know what sin is. Never mind the consequences of it. It's appointed for men to die. And after this, once to die, after that comes judgment. There's a penalty. The wages of sin is death. Physical death. Yeah, you'll breathe your last. You'll cock your toes up. You'll go out of this world feet first. And you'll go out of it naked, the same way as you came in. You never did see a Pickford's van following a hearse, because you take nothing with you. Absolutely nothing. Naked you came into the world and naked you go out. It's appointed for man once to die, after this the judgment. Then you stand before God, then you give account. No, you do not sin with impunity. You do not get away with it. The state might not know about it. The judge might not know about it. The police might not know about it. Your father, your mother might not know about it. Your wife, your husband might not know about it. But God knows. God sees everything, because we, all of us, are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom you will give account. Jesus Christ came, born of a woman, born under the law, and paid the penalty of his own law. Death, friends. Death for sin. Death, physical death. And then comes the second death. Then comes the lake of fire. Then comes the judgment of God. There is no impunity. There is only one escape, and that's the Son of God. Son of God, who came, sent forth in the fullness of time, born of a woman, born under the law, and paid the penalty of his own law. That death on the cross, that death that should have been yours, that death that should have been mine, that death, that suffering, that agony, that pain, and not just the physical suffering, but the spiritual, the wrath of God poured out upon him for the sins of the world, so that there might be forgiveness, peace, that there might be reconciliation. And the Bible tells us that by the blood of Jesus Christ, reconciliation has been made. But it has to be received by you. It has to be believed upon. It has to be received willingly, consciously, deliberately. It has to be received in faith, or it never becomes yours. But that reconciliation is a possibility. Why? Because God sent forth his Son in the fullness of time, born of a woman, born under the law, and paid the penalty of his own law. Every transgression took upon himself, the Son of God, covered in the filth and mire and the vomit of your sin and my sin, so that you could have peace with God. So that you can be right with God. So that you can be justified before God. Justify something or someone to make them right. Jesus Christ, by the blood of his cross, through faith in that blood, through faith in the work of the Son of God, not your work, religious or otherwise, your good deeds, your charitable deeds, so-called. No, friends, only the work of Jesus. Only what the Son of God has accomplished. The Son of God dying on that cross. His work, not yours. He has accomplished it all. He has accomplished what the law of God could never do for you. Now, friends, trusting in Jesus, that's the wise thing to do. Wise men still follow Jesus. Wise men still trust in Jesus. Wisdom, friends, that's what you need. Word of God is able to make you wise. Impart wisdom to you. Wise unto salvation. Through faith, that is, that's in Christ Jesus. But of course you don't even begin to understand the wisdom of God until in faith you embrace the Son of God. That is until you've been born again. That is until you've received light from above. Go to Christ. Go to Christ, the Bible says, and He will give you light. All sleepers, awake and go to Christ, and He will give you light, illumination. Bible's a sealed, it's a closed book to you till God gives you light, till He gives you that understanding. Why Jesus says that a man must be born again. He was talking to a religious man, professor of religion in Israel, when He spoke those words. Except a man be born again, he cannot see, perceive, understand the kingdom of God. You can study the Bible, you can understand it intellectually, but you can't understand it spiritually until it's given to you. It's given of God, friends. It's a gift of God. Salvation, that is. Eternal life, that is. Unless God gives it to you, you never have it. It's a gift of God. You need to be born of God. Not of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. Born from above, born again, supernaturally, miraculously, spiritually of God, mind illumined and able to understand the things of God, which of course are just, well, to you, they're a no thing, no interest in and no desire for and never will have until you be born again. No one ever desired God. No one ever desired the salvation of God. Well, you might desire to be religious. You might desire to dress up in religious clothes. You might desire a lot of things, but not God, not His salvation, not His Son Jesus Christ, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem you. But you'll never desire that. You'll never desire holiness. Never desire to be right with God until you've been born again. God must act. The initiative is with Him, not you. You desire sin. You're in love with your sin. Your deeds are evil. And you love the darkness, says God. Because you've never been born again, that's why. You're in your natural state and condition in the flesh. And the flesh profits nothing. It's the Spirit who gives life. He alone must breathe upon you the breath of life and bring you out of that state of death in which you are in. Dead in your trespasses and sins, without hope in this world and in the world to come. Unless that is, you are born again of the Spirit of God. So like the Word of God says, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law. This is the condemnation, you see. Jesus said, I did not come to condemn. I did not come to judge. I came to save. I came to save men. You know? But here's the thing, friends. You're under the law, under the condemnation, the judgment of the law. I don't condemn you. I don't judge you. Don't have to. You're already judged. The sentence has already been passed. You're in your prison cell of unbelief, just awaiting the time of execution. Just waiting for the hangman to come and take you out of your cell and drag you up that scaffold. And when that trap door opens, you fall everlastingly into the damnation of hell. Because the condemnation, the law of God is what judges you, condemns you because you've broken it. Trample it underfoot, trash it every day of your life, and as a result of that, exposed not just to physical death, but exposed to eternal death. Unless Jesus saves you, He alone can come and unlock your prison cell. He alone can come. He alone is the key. He alone, you know, can open up your cell door and give you a pardon. But of course, you got to trust Him to do that. You got to believe on Him to do that. You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Only He can save you from your lawless deeds. Only He can save you from your transgressions. I mean, supposing just for a moment it was possible, it's not, but just supposing it was, you know, that you could live a perfect life from here on in to the end of your days. Say, well, I'll keep God's law, I'll keep the commandments, I'll do my utmost, you know, to obey God. Even suppose you could do that, you can't, but just supposing you could, what about all your past sins? You've been sinning. You've been sinning since you first breathed, you know, when you left your mother's womb. You know, before you even spoke your first word, you were sinning. You were born, you were conceived in this stuff. You were conceived in sin. You're a sinful mess coming into the world. So all that's got to be accounted for. You see, you got a bad heart and you got a bad record. And it's from the bad heart that the bad record comes. Why again? Why you need to be born again? You must be born again. The heart must be changed. And God alone can do that. Christ alone can do that. The gospel alone can do that for you. You got a bad heart.
Is that a Bible?
Yes, it is.
Have you got the Book of Chronicles in there?
Uh-huh.
First Book of Chronicles, you mind opening it up?
I don't mind, no. What's your point?
I think there's a quote in there.
What's your point? Tell me what your point is.
First Book of Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 30.
What's your point? Tell me what your point is. Tell me what your point is.
It says in there, First Book of Chronicles, chapter 16,
yeah.
Verse 30.
Yeah, well, tell me what's your point? What's your point?
Point is, it says in there,
right,
if you look it up,
yeah,
that the earth is stationary and does not move.
Right.
The earth does move. Your book's bollocks.
I think that may better describe what's between, that describes what between your ears, sir. That describes what's between, that's what's between your ears, sir. You must be born again, or else you remain as the gentleman is, blind and stupid. The Bible will never make sense to you until you're reborn, until God gives you the light, the understanding. We remain as we are, stupid in our sin, lost, without the knowledge of God. Without the knowledge of what we are, who we are, what we're here for, and more importantly, where you're going, your destination. And believe me, it doesn't stop at the grave. It doesn't end with the end of your life. But friends, after that, then comes the judgment. The word of God, which is able to make you wise. Wise for salvation, which is through faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He came to redeem you from the law, lawless deeds, the law that condemns you. A bad heart, you see. From the bad heart comes the bad record, the record that needs to be cleared. And only Jesus Christ, by His precious blood shed on the cross, can redeem you from your lawless deeds and clear that bad record. But the bad heart needs to be changed first, because until the bad heart is made good, you have no desire for the bad record to be cleared. One follows the other. When the bad heart is mended, when the bad heart is made good, when the heart has been reformed, when God has circumcised your heart, when you've been reborn, then alone will you have the desire to have the bad record cleared. And the only place that you can go to have that bad record cleared is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who are under the law. That is, under the condemnation, the judgment of the Lord, the law, that we might receive adoption as sons, brought into the family of God. He came to his own, the Bible says, but his own did not receive him, but to as many as did receive him, to them he gave. He gave the right, the authority, the power to become children of God. You're not a child of God by dint of God's creation. You're a child of wrath, the Bible says, by nature, a child of the devil. You belong to another family until you're reborn, until you're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. No, not a child of God until by faith, until you believe, until you trust in the Son of God. To as many as did receive him, to them he gave that reconciliation that he has made by the blood of his cross, reconciling you to God, fetching you, bringing you into the family of God. Faith, those who believed on his name, those who received him, reception, you see, reception of the gift of God. It is a gift, friends, a gift of God. It's received, it's not achieved. Religion will tell you, you have to achieve salvation. You go to Islam, you go to Roman Catholicism, you go to Buddhism, you go to the Jehovah's Witnesses, and they'll tell you, you have to achieve salvation, you have to work for it, you have to do this, that, the other, be this, that, or the other, in order to get God's approval. The gospel, no friends, that's not the gospel. It's the free gift of God. It's received, it's not achieved. Received, reception of the gift of God. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, whom I declare to you here this afternoon, as many as received him, that we might receive reconciliation, adoption as sons and daughters of God. So it's reception, you see. It's receiving. It's simply reaching out the hand of faith and taking that which God offers to you in his Son Jesus Christ, the salvation of God through the Son of God in Jesus Christ, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem us, to buy us back from sin, to pay the price for sin. The price has been paid in full. Blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, shed on the cross. All been paid in full. He's taken the wrath for the sinner. The sinner, that is, who trusts in him, who believes in him, who receives him. Reception, you see, not achievement, receiving. Not what you do, but what Jesus Christ has done. You simply receive the benefit when you reach out your hand in faith, that is the hand of faith. Receiving adoption, brought into the family of God. God's approval, God's approbation. Why? Not because you're worthy, not because of anything you've done, but simply and only because of what Jesus Christ has done. Simply and only because of what the Son of God has achieved. His work, not your work. God has declared emphatically and clearly in his word that no person shall ever be justified before God by their own deeds. Only through faith in Jesus Christ. Why, the Bible declares, command you, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, God's command, and the promise is you shall be saved. Salvation through faith in the Son of God. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, Lord Jesus Christ, shall be saved. Calling to him in faith, crying out to him, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Repent and believe the gospel. first recorded words of Jesus in Mark's Gospel offered to you today. Repent and believe the Gospel, right? Because the Kingdom of God is at hand. Kingdom of God's grace. Free grace of God offered to sinners by sending His Son Jesus Christ into the world. That grace is offered to you, Son of God.
For me.
Thank you for that.
Warm you up.
That's ever so kind
Jesus
of you.
Jesus would have you warmed up. You really would.
That's lovely.
God bless you.
And you. I'll get it. Don't worry. Thank you very much. Lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you. Only through faith, friends, faith in God's Son, Jesus Christ, brings reconciliation to God, justified, cleared before the court of heaven. Nothing else, nothing ever more against you. Justified and justified forever. When God makes a man or woman right for themselves, they are right for time and for eternity. All fear is gone. Made perfect in love. Perfect love. Love casts out fear. No fear of judgment. No fear of condemnation. No fear for the believer. No fear for the receiver. No fear for the person. The person who has trusted, believed on the Son of God. He came. God sent His Son forth in the fullness of time, born of a woman, born under the law, to deliver, to redeem us from our lawless deed. Kingdom of God's grace, centered by the way of repentance and faith. Two go together, you can't separate them. They're like Siamese twins. You separate them and all you've got is death. You kill the gospel. Repentance and faith, the two go together. Repent and believe the gospel. Why? Because the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God's grace, the kingdom of His power, power to deliver you from your sin, from your lawless deeds. The kingdom of God's love, nothing to do with God's love. Yes, God so loved the world, but you've nothing to do with that love, not until you've entered into the kingdom of His love. Not until you know His love by experience. Not until you've received. Not until you believe the gift of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sent forth, born of a woman, into this world. The gift of God. Will you receive the gift of God today? Will you repent? Will you believe? Will you trust in Jesus Christ, the only Savior? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. No other Savior, no other Son of God, the only one. And God sent Him into the world to be wasted on a cross for a sinner such as you. Such is the love of God. And that love to be yours, be experienced by you even today, along with the forgiveness of God, reconciliation to God, justified before God, and simply believing, simply receiving the free gift of God offered to you today, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and salvation in His name. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved from sin's penalty. His power, His presence, save, salvation. Repent and believe the gospel, Newcastle. Time. Now is the time, says God. Now is the accepted time. You haven't got tomorrow. You haven't got next week. You live in a dangerous world. And you live dangerously day by day, exposed to the wrath of God, exposed to eternal death. Friends, there's only one answer to that, and that's eternal life offered to you in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So I urge you, I implore you, be reconciled to God. Now, today, this very moment, the quietness, recesses of your own heart. Never mind the mockers. Never mind the rejectors. They were all there beneath the cross, but they were men and women being saved as well. Getting their eyes opened to behold and to see that Jesus was indeed and is indeed the Son of God, dying for sinners. Friends, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart, but turn. Turn before you burn. Turn now to the Son of God. Receive salvation in His name. Repent and believe the gospel today. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent, Newcastle. Repent and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. You'd like to have a copy of God's word? Check these things out for yourself. Read and see. It's offered to you freely, free of charge, and without any cost or any obligation to you. You'd like one, you feel free to come and ask for one. May God bless you and have mercy.